The Israel Report with Rolien Marx.
Good afternoon on this lovely Thursday, Rolien Marx.
Good afternoon, and we are now Erev VE Day. The Queen, Her Majesty the Queen, is expected to address the British nation. Very, very rare, but we've heard from her, it will be tomorrow now, three times this past year, which goes to show you just how important a day like VE Day is. And I think perhaps Yair Netanyahu needs a trip to Yad Vashem also to be reminded of how important VE Day is. I join you on your soapbox. I will say, okay. There's really enough for the both of us.
But then again, I wasn't surprised that you would. Rolien, Israelis got to leave home today, I believe. To some extent.
Not only did we get to leave home, I'm going to bring you some breaking news within the last hour that's very exciting. And the Defense Minister Naftali Bennett has claimed that Israel's secretive biological research institute has found three more antibodies that neutralize the coronavirus. After it was announced earlier this week that we had found one. I must again stress this is not the vaccine yet, but these are very, very important antibodies. And he says that he views this as Israel's Manhattan Project to defeat the COVID-19 pandemic. And if you don't know what the Manhattan Project is, it refers to the United States World War II era program to develop nuclear weapons. We want to get rid of this virus for once and for all. But let's take a look at Israel's stats today. Again, looking very, very good. We are as follows. 16,346 confirmed cases since the start of the pandemic. But here come the very, very important stats. No new fatalities for 2 days in a row. The number is currently sitting at 239 and very important, no new fatalities. We have 83 in serious condition, that's down from yesterday's 90, 69 on ventilators, again down from yesterday's 70. But here is the big number, guys. We have 5,370 active cases, people still infected, but more than double have recovered at 10,737, a huge achievement for Israel. We are preparing for any eventuality of a second wave. You know, we're not taking this for granted. We are preparing that as we go out, as we are doing now, that there may be a rise, as long as it is not over the three important metrics that we are measuring at the moment in order to keep the restrictions coming up. But today, malls opened, open air markets. I know many of you, including myself, love to visit Machane Yehuda in Jerusalem. That is open. Some of the gyms have opened. I have to say, as a regular gym goer, I'm on the fence about going back to gym. It's not something I'm keen to do, at least for a couple of weeks. Quite coincidentally, my gym is still closed, but some of the other gyms have opened. We're expecting some of the daycare centers, kindergartens to start opening on Sunday. A lot of people are going to start going back to their offices on Sunday, but this is all against very, 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 very strict social distancing, mask wearing, hygiene, rules. A friend of mine was in the mall earlier this morning. She said it was buzzing at 7:45. She said, but very strict criteria to get in. Your temperature will be taken. You're wearing those masks. They're only letting certain amount of people in at the time, but it is very, very important to get the economy running. Yesterday it was announced that in the past week, 70,000 people have been taken off the unemployment records, which is a very, very good thing. Let's get those numbers up. And for sports fans, and you know I know nothing about sports. for sports fans, very important, Israel's Football League will open and start matches on the 30th of May. While they will be played with no spectators present, it's still very, very good news And I have to laugh that yesterday when I spoke about the Bundesliga opening up, I've got so many messages saying, you know, yay, sports are so important. So sports fans, for Swan Lakers is a sport. And there you go. There you go. But you know what? It's important because everybody wants to see those signs of normal life. Also, very important, Prime Minister Netanyahu saying when he addressed the nation earlier this week is that we will start opening up civil aviation, which means we will start slowly resuming some flights. Some flights have started coming into Israel. We do still have the 2-week mandatory quarantine in place. So Mark Pompeo, you just better be paying attention to that because you're heading in our general direction next week. But slowly but surely, Israel is coming back to life, and we're hoping that our economy will be on the road to recovery soon. But Prime Minister Netanyahu saying just a little while ago, while he was speaking to world leaders about the current situation and about, you know, everybody lifting their lockdowns, is that none of us really know what's going to happen.
You know, I love listening to this because it is gives us such hope, this movement towards normalcy. But I'm just imagining, Rolene, you said that Machane Yehuda is going to open again. So then clearly Shuk HaKarmel might open again. I've only ever been able to walk down those places sideways because of the throngs of people there. You just wonder, how are you going to observe social distancing in those environments?
Well, Machane Yehuda is open, and there were people were having to queue up. They're only letting in a certain amount of people at a time. So okay. I think this is what Israel's, you know, I was saying to somebody earlier this week, we're a nation that plans for every eventuality. We have to deal with war, with the waves of terror, that we really have to approach the exit strategy with military precision, with the exact same military precision as we've gone into lockdown. We have to, you know, reverse that with very, very strict military precision. And while we're speaking about the military, let's just give a shout out to our army here who've been superb, our police force who've gone above and beyond, and of course to our frontline workers, our magnificent, magnificent medical and healthcare professionals, our grocers, our truck drivers, our sanitizer people, everybody who's been working around the clock, the people who are delivering food, amazing, amazing job by all.
Let's move on to politics. The Supreme Court approved the unity government, apparently.
Yes, so more good news for Israel. The Supreme Court and the Knesset have approved the unity government, and all things being equal, we will see a swearing in of the government next week on the 13th of May. Also, what has been allowed despite the petitions to the contrary is the revolving premiership. And this doesn't mean that the Prime Minister is going to be abdicated or not allowed or relieved of having to go to trial. He still will start his trial as scheduled later this month. But President Rivlin receiving today the 72 signatures needed for the Prime Minister now to form a government. It's a formality, and the President has said that instead of just accepting it, he will be checking each and every signature. So everything right now going by the book, and just to mention that Benny Gantz has also given his endorsement for Prime Minister Netanyahu to form a government. And this news just in that the swearing in of the government may be delayed by a few days because of Secretary of State Mark Pompeo's arrival next week.
Okay, and in the time that's remaining, Joe Biden said what? Question mark, question mark. What did he say?
Oh, Joe Biden. Well, first of all, Joe Biden is probably the last hopeful to run on the Democratic ticket for the U.S. presidential election later this year. Can you believe it, people? We have another major election coming up, and it's not one of ours. What a relief. But Joe Biden has said that should he be elected, he will open the PLO offices in Washington. And this, of course, has been the reaction to this has been a major outcry. Just a reminder that the offices of the PLO, Palestinian Liberation Organization, which has been responsible for acts of terror as well as incitement, were closed at the end of 2018 because, as the Trump administration said, they did not enter into any meaningful negotiations with Israelis. So watch this space. It's going to be interesting.
Rolene Mark, Shabbat Shalom, God, and enjoy your freedom and your sunshine. And wow, it's going to be a special weekend for all of you in Israel. That's for sure.
I have my hand sanitizer. I have my surgical masks. I'm off at least to sit in the park.